Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mark. Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yes. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh,
hush.
My girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying no more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Make my life complete. You can scratch my back, we'll get cozy and huddle. jacket so you can walk over a puddle. I give you a roll, pull out your chair before we eat. Kiss you on the cheek and say, ooh girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do, but where you at, you're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Unmask with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And we're kicking off this show of the new year with a fantastic guy, Johnny Steele, and the For Real Band. But before I bring him on, I just want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my global listeners from Canada, United Kingdom, Cameroon, Africa, Nigeria, Africa, Argentina, Peru, Pakistan, and if I forgot somebody, oh well, charge it to my mind, not to my heart. But anyway, baby, trust what I tell you, man, I was on this cruise to Barbados, and they had a lineup of some fantastic entertainment, and I saw this group, my Lord, you know, I met the guy, his lovely wife, and his saxophone player, and he's such a genuine person, and I tell you, before you get off of the air, you're going to know how to reach him, because it will bless your spirit to hook him up and have him perform for you, because you're going to get your money's worth. But before I do all of that, I just want to say hi to a friend of mine, Michael A. Smith, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. How you doing, darling? I want to say hi to Kelly out of Nebraska. How you doing, baby? And all of my friends, you know who you are. I can't say everybody's name. But first, I need to introduce my co-host, the lovely Mark Anthony Real, who has been with me every step of the way. He's been holding it down. He's very professional. He do what he has to do. You know, like in the past, man, I was trying to get a panel, and some people said they was going to be with me. Never showed up. You know how some people do. You can't count on them, but I can definitely count on Mark. And without further ado, I'm going to say hi to Mark so we get our guests on the air. How you doing, Mark?
Hi, Terry. What's all this lovely? You used to introduce me as handsome, but that's okay.
You are, darling. You are.
I ain't mad at you. It's all good. Hi, global listeners. Hi, Mr. Steele.
Baby, I'm going to tell y'all something about Johnny Steele. Now, this guy, man, you know, he is versatile. He can do different kind of vocals to emulate the artists that you hear and like. You know, he can play different instruments. I mean, oh, my gosh, you know, it was a delight to have him on my show. I went to YouTube and I tried to pull up his music, but for some reason it wouldn't let me download it, so I'm not able to let you hear what I heard on YouTube, but because the brother is here, you're going to hear something firsthand. Hello! But without further ado, I want to say, hi, Johnny!
How you doing, darling? It's good to hear from you.
I'm doing great. It's so good to have you on the show.
I'm excited about being on your show. I've been waiting on this moment.
Baby, you know, you are such a genuine person. You know, people out there who don't know, like sometimes entertainers, they don't want you to come up and talk to them. But this brother don't know me from Adam. I said, can I get a hug? You know, because the guy's cute. Got a little pompadour out there. You know, his wife is, you know, she's just as genuine. She don't get all crazy because some women say, can I get a hug? He gave me a nice hug. Look at the slide show. You can see, ooh, we look so good together.
We had a ball.
Hey, man,
we had a ball. We had a wonderful time.
We sure did, darling. I hope your wife is going to be on the show tonight with you because she's also part of the group, man, and she can sing. Sister
Actually,
girl
she couldn't
sing.
Make it tonight, so it's just me tonight. But
well, that's good
I'll represent
you know,
her well.
That's right. You know, this is good enough. But, you know, I'm going to share a little something that I learned about you and that, bless your mother's heart, I mean, she's a Christian woman. She kept y'all into gospel and not R&B, and that is why her children turned out so well, I believe, because you can't come in contact with Christ and stay the same way that you were. So if you don't have the foundations as a child to do what is right, that's why sometimes we got all these messed up adults out here, you know, getting everybody's space. But, you know, I know you got six sisters, and one's a minister and one's a pastor. Your brother, he is a drummer. So, you know, like the Jackson 5, man, your mother created a dynasty.
Pretty much she
did. Right.
Yes.
And the,
yeah, y'all all
the good
doing
part
well.
The good part about that was that the, you know, the doctor told her that she would never have children.
What?
And she's a strong woman of faith.
Oh, wow.
Strong woman of faith, trusted God, and had her first, which is my oldest sister. I'm the second oldest, so she had my sister Debbie against all odds, you know, after a doctor telling her she would never have children, that there was something wrong with her female organs. And so as she had children, she dedicated each one of us individually back to God and actually asked God to, as she started having more children, it ended up being eight of us. She asked God to, because she loved music so much, she asked God to anoint us to be a music family. And it just so happens that I have six sisters. Two of them are sopranos, two of them are altos, and two of them are tenors. And then I ended up playing keyboards and doing vocals. And my brother plays drums and is a vocalist. So
that guy that was on the cruise, was that your brother?
No, he wasn't with me. That was my nephew who played drums on the cruise. That's my oldest sister's son, and he's one of the most phenomenal drummers in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I know I heard myself, and I couldn't believe that, you know, when you was imitating some of the different artists, you sound just like them. Did you have to go through speech course or music lessons or something for your voice?
No,
or just
here's the most unique thing about that, and I know it's a gift from God. I've never taken any music lessons in my life. I
really?
Started off playing drums, and then I played trombone in school. And then I started off, after drums, I went to the bass guitar. Then after the bass guitar, I picked up keyboards. And so nobody in my family is formally trained. We all have a gift from God where I play all of that music that you hear. I sequence all of that music, and all of the vocals that you hear is strictly a gift from God.
Wow, wow.
And
I saw a video of you when you were, they called you the one-man band, and I saw
right.
you switch from one keyboard to the other keyboard, and I said, this guy reminds me of Stevie Wonder, because Stevie Wonder is like a one-man band himself.
Right.
This brother
before,
is bad.
Before
you know?
I added my wife, the saxophone player, and the other gentleman that sing with me, I did do a one-man show completely by myself for about 10 years.
Wow.
Where I did my own lead vocals, and I would switch back and forth from lead to background. I don't even know how I was able to create that phenomenal, but I would do the female
God
voice, the male voice, the background voice, and play the instruments at the same time.
Wow.
Gee,
God
that's
it.
Amazing.
People need
all
to understand,
of it is a gift from
because
God.
When things are, you can't explain it, God did it. You know, that's all.
Yes.
You know, because ain't nothing about man that's special. But I know my co-hosts have a question, so I'm going to shut my fat
sure.
mouth for a minute. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah, Johnny. First of all, my name is Mark Anthony Real, so I'm a real steel too. I'm a real bad steel too. So
I like
part
that.
Of the family.
I like that. I like that.
just tell us a little bit more about now when you were growing up. Were your family more Staple Singers, Jackson 5, Edwin Hawkins singers, or all of the above?
When we were growing up, we were more like the Clark sisters originally.
Okay.
Because
okay.
the Clark sister was originally made up of female vocals, and I didn't really sing. I didn't start singing until late. I didn't even really sing when my family first started off. We started off as the Steel family, and
right.
In fact, it was at that time it was five sisters. My youngest sister, Sherman, was 7 years old. When I realized she used to come down to our rehearsal, she was about 6 years old at the time, and she used to come downstairs while we would be rehearsing for a concert or something. And I realized that, wow, you know, Sharon can really sing. You know, at 6 years old, she knew all, she was catching all the songs, she had a good ear. And so shortly thereafter, we did a birthday party for my sister's, my oldest sister had a, her boyfriend at the time was named Tim. He played bass. And so it was
mm-hmm.
a birthday party, and Tim played for Savoy Records. He was the bass player for Savoy Records. Just so happened, the president of Savoy Records was there, and my little sister Sharon, who was 6 years old at the time, sung Happy Birthday for Tim. And the Savoy Records president called me in the kitchen of the house that we were in and just happened to ask me. I never met his name. Was Fred Mendelson. He says, hey, I really like this little girl's voice. She's powerful. Would you
all
be
right
interested
now.
In having her record? And I said, yes, we would. And he said, well, do you have any background songs, singers? Do you have any songs? I said, it just so happened I have six sisters and five more sisters in that room. And I've written a lot of gospel songs that nobody had ever heard. And
really?
Less than a year later, we were recording our first album with my youngest sister as the star at 7 years old. The name of the album was called Standing Tall. I wrote a song for her because she was so small, but she had this voice that was so big. So the title of the album was called Standing Tall. Then a year later, we toured with Edwin Hawkins, and we actually were able to do Carnegie Hall in New York. She did Carnegie Hall at the age of 8 in New York, and we toured 8 more cities with Kennedy Center being our closing act back home in D.C.
Well, let me ask you a question, and I want to touch on a little bit about Carnegie Hall, but you said you have an album out. How many albums do you have out?
Well, we recorded the Steel Family's album back in 1981, but since then, because everybody kind of went in different directions, we've all recorded with other people, but we haven't recorded. I'm in the process of thinking about doing a reunion album with my family. But all of us have been, my oldest sister, Debbie, has been touring with Richard Smallwood for the last 20 years. And so we haven't recorded as a family since the 80s. But I'm going to do a reunion album probably in the upcoming year.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Johnny, it's hard for someone to just get into the Carnegie Hall, because I just recently, last week, I saw a replay of Lady Sings the Blues. And so by that depiction of that movie, it made it seem like, you know, to get to Carnegie Hall, you got to, you know, jump through hoops and everything. How did you fortunately land up to be at the Carnegie Hall? That's a milestone.
It was the most unbelievable thing that I could imagine when they sent, after we, believe it or not, Ben Carson, the brain surgeon out of Baltimore.
Yeah.
He put together this tour. He was sponsoring a guy way back in the day called, I think his last name was Payne. He was a great, phenomenal piano player. And he wanted the world to hear him, so they needed a headline for the tour. So that's when they asked Edwin Hawkins to headline the tour. And at that time, my family was pretty hot with the Standing Tall album. So they asked us to be the, along with the Voices of Supreme, to be the next two acts on the tour. And when they sent us the tour dates, we had 3 dates in Florida. We had 2 dates in the Carolinas. We had, and now date 7 and 8, which the 8th date was Kennedy Center, but 7 was Carnegie Hall in New York. I couldn't believe it. And I asked him, I said, Carnegie Hall? The one that, you know, only the famous people get to go? And part of that tour date was Carnegie Hall, and my sister at that time was 8 years old. So they had a whole section of Carnegie Hall filled with children from different churches because they had heard about my youngest sister, Sharon. And on that particular tour, me, my wife, and my oldest sister, Debbie, were Sharon's background singers. The whole family didn't get to go on the tour.
Okay.
So we were background in a 7-year-old. I mean, 8-year-old.
How about that? You know, the child's up front, you know.
Exactly. It was amazing. She sang with James Cleveland at Carnegie Hall. So we had a great start as a family in gospel music. So we started in gospel music, yes.
And so many did.
Yes.
And those are the ones who still got longevity.
Yes.
But let me say this to you. I'm going to get off a little bit about your music a little bit. You know, I'm originally from Baltimore, and what we did most of the time growing up, we knew how to roller skate. And I see that your family know how to skate. So what's going on with that?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, we call ourselves Steels on Wheels. That's our code name. Everybody knows us from roller skating. In fact, I used to go to Shake and Bake quite a bit in Baltimore. On Sunday night, we would go to Shake and Bake and just rock and roll, girl.
That's where I went, baby. So was y'all the ones falling down, or was y'all the one bumping into people? Because, you know, I was doing good until I got to that curb, and I had to cross my foot, man. That was always the hardest thing for me to do.
That was the hardest crossing over. We call it crossing over.
Yeah, man, I was a mess.
Well, the funny part about that was when we grew up in Alexandria, Virginia, we lived about 2 blocks from the skating rink. That was one of the biggest skating rinks in our area. And growing up in a real Christian family, it wasn't a whole lot we, you know, were allowed to do. We weren't allowed to party and, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff. So basically all we could do was bowl and roller skate. That was kind of what our parents felt safe with letting us do. So being that the roller skating rink was only 2 blocks from the house. Bowling and roller skating. So 2 blocks from the house, every week we were at the roller skating rink, every week religiously, until we were like, if you didn't see one of us at the skating rink, something was wrong. That means we were out of the country, out of the city or something. And we've been roller skating ever since.
Ain't
wow.
All of my family. I basically taught my sisters how to roller skate.
Oh, really? So you think you bad. Okay, I need to dust off my roller skates and see if I can still, you know, shuffle 2 feet down that wooden plank on the floor. But, you know, Johnny, being a PK kid myself, that's what we had to do most of the time for entertainment.
Okay.
Go to church, or roller skate or go to the bowling alley. Now, I was good
That's
at bowling,
it.
Man. I had like a 222
That was our routine. Yeah. We went to church all the time, and our leisure was roller skating and bowling.
That's what mine was as well. Bless your heart. But you know something? I turned out good. I got a compassionate heart. You know, I got the value that a lot of people don't have these days because they did what they wanted to do growing up, and it was very structured, you know, growing up for us. But
I have no regrets on the structure that I had in my life early. I have no regrets. I think I'm the better because of it.
Of course, yeah.
I agree with you on that. But you know something, Johnny, we're going to have to take a small break, but I'm just letting you give you a heads up. You know, since you're here by yourself, I'm going to put you in a hot seat. You're going to have to do some acapella, play something, something. Because I couldn't pull it off of YouTube. We're going to put you on the spot. But we're going to take a little small break.
All right.
And we're going to be back at 2:02.
Okay.
Hi, this is Dwayne Sternholm, founder of the United Earth Ecclesia. The UEE, or UEES, is the next generation of internet networking dedicated to the co-creation of the greatest and highest good. I'd like to invite you to join me, authoress Terry, and her co-host Mark as founding members of UEES at xlo.org. As a free founding member, you can contribute your ideas, suggestions, and votes on how we can work together to improve our planet. XLO is short for Exclamation of Love. Share our XLOs in this unprecedented effort of internet global democracy with ethics and integrity. We need you to help us co-create a better world. Thank you for your consideration, time, and ideas. What kind of world do you wish to live in? Check it out at exlo.org. Be
one. Told me once that pain's a game we all gotta play. Then why am I in overtime and sudden death every other day? I know that for the good of life there's a price we all gotta pay. But I'll pay till I'm poor and I still don't know what it is to have a good day. Yeah. Since everybody knows what it is that I need to do, well, do me a favor. Let me worry about me, and you worry about you. I can do bad. Don't waste time feeling bad for me. 'Cause I can do best all by myself.
Welcome back to Unmask with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And at the top of the hour, that song I Need Love was by LL Cool J. And that song that you just heard was by Mary J. Blige, I Can Do Bad All By Myself. And that is so true. You know, I don't need nobody bringing me down. This is a brand new year. If you don't have anything positive to say, you need to keep walking the other direction. And you know something? I just want to thank all my listeners again for tuning in, ones from north to south, east to west, and all my global listeners. Just thank you for hanging in there with me every Friday, because you could be somewhere else, you know, but you decided to kick it with the sister, and I appreciate that, you know. But this evening, we got a treat for you. We have Johnny Steel, the founder of the Steel for Real band, and this brother is bad. If you'd like to talk to him, dial 347-945-6003. And hit the one key, because that will let me know that you got a question. Or you can just sit in the cut and just listen. That's all good, too. But, you know, I'm not going to waste too much time. I'm going to let my co-host ask his question first, because he know how I love to run my face. So, Mark, I'm going to let you go ahead and ask your question first.
I do know that. With all this talk of musical families, Johnny, I just wanted to tell you, I grew up with, I don't know if you're familiar, you should be familiar if you're in music, with Nathan East, the famous bass player and vocalist.
Yes,
you know, yeah.
I've heard of him.
My brother grew up with him when they were growing up in San Diego, and now he's a world famous artist. But we used to go over and sit on jam sessions with him and his family. He had a musical family as well. We'd go over there and watch the Supremes and the Temptations on Ed Sullivan. And we had a great old time. And you know, anyway, I just wanted to ask you, how'd your Christmas party and toy drive on the December 20th go?
Oh, it's fantastic. We exceeded last year. This is the second year they've asked us to be a part of that. It's a group of professional men, and I've done private parties for them in the past. So they like to use Steel for Real. It was a very, very 50 and over crowd. They bought, entrance was either unwrapped toy or $25. And we had the entire stage filled with toys. We had an outside side room. It was completely filled with toys. So it was a huge success. And we enjoyed ourselves. The people partied all night with us, very similar to what you saw on the boat. And we just had a wonderful time. And of course, they said put us down for next year already. So we're going to do that
That's
again.
Good.
Toys
That's
for
wonderful.
Us has already booked us for next year. So we had a wonderful time.
Wonderful.
Wow. That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your family. I know they're spiritual, but you know, you say you have one sister who's a minister and one's a pastor. Now, maybe I'm a little slow, or maybe I just don't know. I kind of thought they were the same.
Well, the one that's a pastor, who is Jackie, she's let me name them first. Debbie, I'll put it like this. Debbie is my oldest sister. She's a she's a minister, a licensed minister, and she's one of the vocalists with Richard Smallwood. My next sister, Wanda, happens to be a first lady. Her husband is a pastor, and so she's a minister also. The next sister is Jackie. She is a pastor herself. She comes from under my sister Wanda's church, so she now has her own church. And then my sister under her, which is Angie, she's also a first lady. Her husband is a pastor. Then my next sister, Sheila, and Sharon, they both are basically just singers with the family, and they attend the church that my mom is an evangelist at, which
you
know, is her
Johnny,
sister.
I just had a
tiffany
when you were talking, you know, and I answered my own stupid question. I know the difference. Pastor is someone who have their own church. A minister is someone who can minister at any location. I just had a
Pretty
brain fart. But
oh, it's okay. I do it all the time, so no problem.
Well, let me ask
I didn't know. That's good to know, Terry. That's good to know. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Really? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the difference. A pastor, they are running a church, and a minister
right.
can preach in someone's church, but they don't have their own congregation. But let me ask you this. Are you directing your steps towards being a minister yourself?
No, well, everybody knows me as minister of music. I actually play for two churches every Sunday. Debbie and I, my wife, we lead a praise and worship team at 7:30 at a church called Pilgrim Baptist here in Washington, D.C., and we've been doing that 7:30 a.m. service for 20 years.
Wow.
With this Pastor Lutzby Jones. We've been his praise and music director for 20 years. And then at an 11 o'clock service, I go and play for another church. I'm actually playing for the son of the father. I was his music director from 86 to 96. His son now has his own church, Wayne Green. So now I'm playing for the son at 11 o'clock. And then my wife at 11 o'clock, she goes to another church where my son is music director at that church. So we have two children.
You know,
my son does the same thing I do, and my daughter does the same thing she does.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. But, Johnny, you know something? You're a hard-working guy because even when you was on the cruise, every time I turn around, you would come on through one door and out the other, and you just said for 20 years you up at 7:30. Now, I don't care what nobody else say. That's a hard thing to do because it takes time to get in the shower, tub, or whatever, get dressed, and get to the church and be there by 7:30. Do it for 20 years faithfully, and then you got to study your music when you're doing shows. When do you sleep?
And oftentimes on Saturday, you know, if I'm doing a late show, sometimes we don't, you know, after we finish breaking down or something, we don't get home, me and my wife, sometimes until 2, maybe even 3:30 in the morning. But I faithfully get up, and for 20 years, I've been late one time in 20 years, and that's because I had a flat tire. But no matter what goes on during the week, I faithfully get up and give my service back to the Lord, because if it wasn't for him and the gift that he gave me, I wouldn't be doing any of it anyway. So I never shortchanged my church. Even if I got in at 5:30 in the morning, I would still be in my position at 7:15 every morning ready to go without any complaint. I don't complain.
Well, Jane, let me just say this. I am so humbled that you agreed to do this radio interview with me because, man, like you just heard everybody who's listening, you are so busy. And to take the time out to give me this time to interview you and chat with you, I'm just going to make this one request of you. When you get to heaven, please hold that door open until I slide through. Hey,
that's
don't
a promise.
Let me out there, okay? Just let me get
that's
my hand
promise.
And pull me through.
Hey, you're funny. I like that.
And Terry, you better
hold
me
late. If you get there before me, you hold it open.
I sure will, baby. Me
well,
and Bobby be right there. Like, come on, run.
I love it.
Oh, baby. Now, I know Mark got a question.
I've actually been looking forward to this moment because we had such a great connection on the cruise. I never met you before in my life, and we were sat down breaking bread together, and I felt like I had known you all my life. You're very easy
Amen.
To talk to.
You know,
have a warm personality.
And that's how I felt about you. You and your wife are so genuine. I met your wife first, and, you know, sometimes, like you say, people are moving around. They don't want, you know, you stopping when they walking. And the first thing
that's
I know about your wife, she has some nice-looking sandals on. You know, I like clothes and shoes. And that's all girls. You know? And I got her head in the picture, and she's so genuine. And then when I see him, you know, I said, man, he had on his shirt, like a Nefertiti, I think it was, and I had the brown stripes, kind of like we was kind of like blended. I said, oh.
I saw that picture.
We blended right together that day.
Yeah,
I'm looking at
that, you know.
You look like
a couple.
Y'all
are such an awesome couple together.
Debbie and I have been married 30. This year will be 34 years.
Bless your heart. 34 years.
34 years.
So where did you get her out of kindergarten?
That's what everybody
is. Where did you get her from?
He said,
be married that long.
People say whatever y'all did, it was illegal.
I had to be. Come on now. I ain't that old.
It sounds like it.
God's been great to us. He really has.
Yes, he has. You know, they say that when people are trying to live right, God will slow things down. And that's true because some Sundays when I'm here and I'm trying to get ready for church and I got my grandkids, it seems like there's always something, you know, get your time, do this, do that, you know. And I'll be saying, oh, my Lord, I'm going to be late for church. And I prayed one time. I said, Lord, please, if you can, slow the time down.
Now, I know that's right.
I got to church on time, and trust what I tell you, everything went wrong that morning, but I got to church on time, and I was like, okay, it had to be you, God, because any other time, if I hadn't asked that request, I would have been late. I believe it, too, in my spirit. You know, I'm sold out for Jesus. I might act like a clown. I might look like a fool, but trust and tell, but I tell you, I'm on a battlefield, you know, for the Lord, you know, because people like to judge you. Because of my show, because this show is called Unmasked. And as Mark will tell you, Johnny, a lot of times I entertain guests that have some weird, you know, topics. But, you know, everybody got their own story to tell, and I tell it, you know, but it doesn't interfere with my walk because my walk and my heart, I'm so up for Christ, you know. And a lot of times because of that, people want to take advantage of you, you know. But, it, you know, at the end of the day, what you steal from me, God will give me the increase. So, you know, I ain't sweating it, you know.
I'm glad you're doing what you're doing because it takes a powerful person and a person that's very confident in themselves to pull off what you're doing. I'm actually going to become a regular listener of your show now, especially since I appreciate what you're doing because it really takes a special person to do what you're doing and to maintain the integrity of your show. So that's special. That's special.
And she does it very well.
Oh my God.
No, that really is. Said lightly.
Oh, well, bless your heart. And I don't take you lightly because, like you said, you went to Carnegie Hall. Just so all y'all know, invisibly, I went there, too, because Johnny's on my show.
Beautiful.
So I was there at Carnegie Hall. I said, hey, we were both there.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey.
And I know Mark wants to ask you, and I want to ask you, is it any way possible that you can share a little bit of your vocals, or do you have your keyboard handy? Because I really tried to download your music, but for some reason, I couldn't do it.
I don't. Actually, I'm sitting in my car because I just left the studio. I was at a studio in Baltimore. Believe it or not, get this. The guy that did our sound on the ship, never met him before in my life. His name was Matt Bittman. We became really good friends. You know where we performed in the atrium?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that did our sound in the atrium, we became really good friends. And I just left his studio in Baltimore.
Well, praise God. That's wonderful.
Just left his studio
in
Baltimore. He was showing me some tricks, some new electronic tricks, because he's a fantastic engineer. And he was telling me how he can help me consolidate some of the things that I was doing with my music because he really enjoyed, you know, our set too. And we became friends. And I just left his studio in Baltimore. I had never met him before until, you know, we did the ship. So I'll do a little – I don't have a keyboard with me, but I'll do a little bit of one of my songs. I like it's just called Zion is Calling, Us to a Higher Place of Praise.
Okay.
All right.
Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. Stand upon the mountain and magnify his name. Tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. There you
All
go.
Right.
Very lovely.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm ready to burn some wax. Make my own little 78, you know.
I'll send you a recorded version of that. I'm actually working on that now.
Oh, that is beautiful. That is
Thank
so
you,
good.
Darling.
Bless
Thank
the
you,
Lord. But I tell you what, you know, I'm going to give you an opportunity so you can run and get you a bottle of water out your trunk or something. We're going to take a little small break, and we're going to be back in two and two.
Alrighty.
You got it.
Okay.
Cried so many hours to make it right. Just didn't have the power, and you've ignored all my tears in the hopes they disappear. I tried to let it go,
but I can't.
You just don't want to know. And if I had a dime for every time I tried to call your name, oh, tell me I'd be wealthy. Learned that I could cope. Well, 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 well. I discovered I could make it. Oh, in nights so long and cold, so cold, you don't know how cold. I discovered I could take it. Oh. Now I wouldn't change a thing. No, no. Not for the knowledge, not for the knowledge that I've gained. Let me say it like this. I learned that I could grow. I really did. I tried to let it show.
But I'm over, and I'm over.
everybody. Welcome back to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And I want to tell everybody out there that's traveling on this Friday evening to be very careful. You know, my family is out there as well as yours. Don't drink and drive. Don't do drugs and drive. And especially, please put the telephones down. You don't need to text that bad, because all you got to do is move your eyes 1 second and boom, there it is, you know. And I don't want that to happen to you or your family, to lose someone. But anyway, this Friday evening, we have a special guest with us tonight, Johnny Steele, founder of the Steele for Real Band. And I'm just so honored to have this brother here. His mom raised his whole family of eight, you know, putting God first. And people who don't believe it, y'all look around to the people who don't have God as a center for their life, and you can see the drama that they're going through. Because if you got to serve one or two masters, you're going to serve God, you're going to serve Satan, you know, and Satan going to give you what you want for a minute, then he's going to take it away, and your home was going to be created havoc because you're not serving the right master. And he is a true testament to how good God is, you know. And as well, you know, this brother, just because he sings gospel, he will come to your event. He will come to your baby shower. He will come to wherever you want him to be, except inside of a bar. And doing, he ain't going to do none of that kind of stuff. But he will come and give you your money's worth, and he will play, you know. But you know something? This is the man of God. So be mindful. If you want him to come out and do some R&B, don't have him up in no mess. Okay, because, you know, God don't want to be a part of no mess, and neither does he. So without further ado, I'm going to get Johnny back on the air. How you doing, baby?
Doing fantastic.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I see Mark over there, you know, looking at me all crazy like, shut up, I want to talk. Okay, Mark, this is your opportunity. Go ahead and say what you got to say.
I'm just champing it a bit, but that's okay. I'm used to it. I ran across a beautiful review of you and your band, that from Charlene, you did a wedding for them, and I'm just going to read a paragraph of it. May I? It was
okay.
So beautiful. She said, Johnny Steele and Steele for Real were a huge part of our wedding and a great asset to the day. They provided live wedding music, taped music for the cocktail hour, and live music for the reception. Johnny has an extensive repertoire and can sing, can play and sing anything. During the planning phase, we had two songs Johnny was unfamiliar with, but he learned the music and performed them flawlessly. He also served as the MC and provided all of the sound equipment. As an added bonus, Johnny and the band coordinated with our wedding colors, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, how about that?
How can you learn a song in that short of time, Johnny? Or two songs, what am I saying?
You know, I'm really into, especially when I'm making somebody's, a wedding is the most special event for anyone. If I know somebody really, really wants something, I will go out of my way if it takes me 2 days all night long, and pretty much that's what it did, because I didn't even know the songs that they requested. So I immediately, you know, downloaded the songs, listened to them in my car, listened to them at home, listened to them while I'm laying in the bed with headphones on, get familiar with it. Then I went and programmed the music, because I have to play every piece of the music as if I'm doing every instrument, which is what I do. And then I rehearsed it with the group in a short amount of time, and we pulled it off. And that's what makes you know, what we do so special, is because I really, really try to make sure the client is pleased with everything we do. And we like to color coordinate with our clients. It's fun for us. If they're wearing purple and black, I'll call the group, and I'll say, hey, guys, purple and black on, you know, January 15th. They don't ask any questions. They just show up with some purple and black on. You know,
that's awesome.
And we like to dress. You know, we don't come to anybody's event with jeans and tennis shoes and stuff like that.
Right.
We will dress to the max because we want to have a professional look every time we go out. I'll even color coordinate the lights. I have a light show also.
Wow.
I'll bring purple lights with me and purple outfits. And, you know, whatever client wants, I will try to accommodate them 100%. And if I can't, I'll let them know, and then we'll move from there.
I would love to see your closet, Johnny.
you
My wife
closet.
Will tell you it's bigger
closet,
than hers.
Not closet. Closet. Put the S on.
Yeah, my closet. Hey, she tells everybody my closet is bigger than hers. I love clothes.
You know,
I got that from my dad.
Well, that's Well, you know, you're just so professional and you're so phenomenal, and people need to see you up close and personal. But, you know, I need to let you give them an opportunity to give them some information, first of all. So
okay.
If they wanted you, I mean, how can they get a hold of you? And I don't want you to give out no prices over the air because, you know, if they want
right,
you,
we do that.
They will pay
right,
whatever
we do that
you decide.
Case by case. Okay. They could visit my website at www.steelforreal.com, and that's STEELE, the number 4REAL.com, steelforreal.com. Or they can, you know, hit me on the email, and that email is jsteelreal, that's J-S-T-E-E-L-E, real, R-E-A-L, at yahoo.com.
Well,
or they can, you know, or they can call me.
Okay.
So
your number?
You know, those two ways. My number, they can always reach me on 202-744-7733. And I'll entertain, you know, either one of those, and I'll be glad to speak with anyone.
Yeah. You know, your parents, they need a pat on the back because your family is a stellar example of a testimony that your mom has, because for someone who was told that she could not bring a child to term because of medical issues, God showed up and he showed that he was a great physician. Okay?
He sure did. He did.
Yeah.
100%.
He made it happen. Eight babies later, okay?
Eight babies
he
later.
Yes, yes. You know,
and we're all still very tight.
Wonderful, wonderful. Do you have children of your own?
Yes, I have a son and a daughter, and my son is a splitting image of what I do. He's actually a music director at a fairly large church here. In fact, his pastor is Senator Anthony Muse.
Oh, good.
And my son is his music director, and my daughter is one of the most phenomenal singer-songwriters that you'll ever meet. In fact, if we do the cruise again, which it sounds like we will, I'm going to do everything I can to have my son and daughter with me, performing with me on the cruise this year.
Amen, amen.
But they are both, wow. They're both gifted musicians and songwriters.
Wow.
Wow.
Like it's like me and Debbie watching ourselves all over again.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You know, but like, you know, the Bible says you rep the child where you want that child to go, and that's what you know. That's what you get. You put out good
seeds, exactly
plant good seeds, get good fruit.
Yes.
You know, if y'all want to ask Johnny a question, you know, y'all better hurry up before the time runs out. Call 347-945-6003. Hit the one key, because if you don't hit the one key, I don't know your hand is up and you got a question. Because if y'all sitting in that chat room thinking I'm going to switch over to talk to y'all, it ain't happening tonight. Hello, it ain't happening tonight. Okay. You know, so what kind of things you got planned for the new year? I mean, what gigs you got coming up?
Here in Washington, we've been fortunate to be a regular at the National Democratic Club. This is where all of the Democrats,
DNC.
I mean, all of the big wigs. We play there once a month. And so
wow.
One of the Congressman Larson, who is the chairman of the National Democratic Committee, we do quite a few things from him. And so he called me the other day. I saw a restricted number, but I answered it because a lot of times they'll call me directly. And he has a friend that's turning 80 years old. In fact, we did his 75th birthday party also. And
oh,
they called
wonderful.
Us and they want us to do a special 70th birthday party. And his friend's name is Bill. So they requested we do Don't Mess With Bill and another song by the Fifth Dimension. Something
oh, the
about
wedding,
Marry Me,
Wedding
Bill.
Bell Blues. Wedding Bell Blues.
Wedding, there you go. Wedding Bell Blues. And I had heard that a year, so the other day, Debbie and I was driving, and we pulled up Wedding Bell Blues so that we could start listening to that, similar to the wedding, because I don't really do those two songs in my repertoire, so I'm going to learn them and put the music down and make sure that they're, you know, that we do those two songs for his friend. So we have that on the 26th. And then I do a Mardi Gras celebration every year on the first Saturday in February. And then a couple more engagements in February. And then March, from about March through August, is a heavy wedding reception season for us. So we do a lot of weddings and receptions from that point on. And then I got you. Do you remember Norman Brown that was on the cruise, the guitar player?
He
was fantastic.
Sure.
He performed with Gerald Albright. Anyway, we got a call that someone's interested in for us opening up for Norman Brown. Doing the April and May. He's doing a tour in the April and May in the Carolinas, North and South Carolina. So I got they're interested in having us open up for Norman Brown for that tour. And then after that, there's another tour with Boney James that we may get a chance to be on that tour too. So, you know, what I'm doing now is I'm recording a lot of music. I'm re-recording a lot of my music digital. That's what I was doing with Matt today. He's showing me a new format. So prior to that, I'll take these next 3 weeks and just dig in doing some new formatting of my music, adding some new stuff and just making it better. I like to grow and I like to make things better. I'm never complacent with anything. If I can make it better, I'll make it better.
Well, I know I only have 24 hours in a day. I know God must have gave you 30. But you do everything.
I don't know how you do it.
You got an extra six.
Sometimes it feels like I got an extra six.
Baby, you are phenomenal. I mean, I was so excited when I was telling Mark that you was coming on the show. I said, this guy, this brother, his group, man, is small, but they do everything. His wife, the other guy, the saxophone player, together, y'all bring it. You know, y'all bring the heat. You get your money's worth. And it's just the fact that, you know, Johnny, you know, it's not just so much that you're very talented. It's that you're a people person. I mean, you're genuine. I mean, you're down to earth. You're not a phony. I mean, you let anybody approach you, you know, which is cool, you know, because I'm glad I know you now before you start having bodyguards, because you're going to blow up. Because I know you're going to blow up, baby. Pretty sure we're going to get close to you.
The one thing I enjoy about this the most is I love it when people appreciate, you know, what I do. If somebody's enjoying themselves, then I want to talk to them. I want to meet them. I want to hang out with them. I don't like the whole concept of, and you know, I might have to do it one day, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm looking forward to. But I like to be out there with the people like I was on the ship. As soon as I finish playing, I want to go out there and meet and greet, talk to you, you know, hang out with you. If you want to go grab a bite, let's go grab a bite. Because you meet so many wonderful people that way. I don't want to be like stuck in a room, you know, waiting on my turn to come out. No, I want to feel the energy of the other groups. Like when I go to church, you know, even though we may be special guests, they say, do you want us to come up and get you, you know, when it's time for you going? Like they did New Year's, we performed at this really large church, and they was like, well, you can stay up here. I was like, oh, no, I want to come down when it starts because I want to enjoy everybody else and get in the whole festive mood before I come up.
That's
so
right.
I enjoy that part of it. I like the feel of people and the energy and the love that you can get from people just by being around them.
Yeah, and you give the love right back. So, you know,
it's a
mutual thing. And I appreciate you for that because, like I said, you know, you're just so warm and your wife is warm. You know, all of y'all was approachable, and that makes you feel good because, you know, a lot of us went on that jazz cruise because we wanted to see the people that we don't normally come in contact
with
a whole bunch at one time. And, you know, you would be an asset to anyone who hire you because not only will they get their money's worth, they will get so much more and they will be enriched by your presence, you know. And I give you kudos for that, Johnny. I mean,
you're a good guy. I'm certainly hoping
God
that they'll access it back again. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, when you come on Unmasked, you know, this is home. Anytime you want to come back and just talk, you know, or you say, well, Terry, I did another rendition of this and I want to see how it sounds, you come on back. You want to bring
I would love that.
You can always come back.
I got two recordings I'm working on, so maybe I'll get to debut it on your show.
You sure can. Just let me know.
Wonderful.
I will clear the schedule. I will kick somebody to the curb to put you up there.
Okay. In fact, Debbie and I are working on a single right now, and it's called My Heart is an Open Book.
All right, now.
Yeah, that's
you can do it. You can do it.
That's the one I wanted to hear.
I will make things happen.
I wanted to hear that, Johnny, because I saw your Facebook. I wanted to hear a few bars of it at least.
Okay. I will make sure. I will make sure when we get that recorded that we bring that to your show.
Yeah, we'd love to hear.
If they do it now, you know, people might want to steal something. You know, they got to get their little thing copyright or whatever they do in the music
industry. Right.
I
want to make sure I do all of that first.
The doors first, yeah. I feel you on that one.
Okay.
But, baby, we're going to take another little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Gotcha.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yeah. I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day. No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, honey,
I'm
my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
back to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And I want to thank everybody who has hung out here with me on this Friday evening, because I don't know where you at, but I know it's a little nippy right here. I think I need to throw some logs on the fire, but I decided I ain't going to do that since I'm by myself. But anyway, I'm just so glad that all of y'all is tuning in. And I know that my handsome co-host, Mark, has a question for Johnny, and I'm going to let him go first because I don't want him to steal my question that's hanging on my lips. But so you go ahead, Mark, because I got a good question for Johnny.
Okay. Johnny, I see you're an aficionado of luxury cars. What would be your dream luxury car? You may have it already. You know, God is great.
Well, my dream luxury car would be that Maybach.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's the one on your Facebook. In your Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
That one is crazy. We were just looking at that. That would be my dream car. That white or black Maybach that has those reclining seats in the back.
Oh,
so
it is.
You play the Powerball this weekend, because what about maybe 800 million right now?
Right.
Play the Powerball, okay.
I know that's right.
I got my ticket.
I got to get mine.
Yeah, I got mine.
I know that's right.
<That's so long.
laughs> And yeah, I like the Jaguar, but I only like the years 1998 through 2003. They had that old style long body. Yeah, I have a 2000, mm-hmm. and I think I've had four or five of those models. That's the only model I really like, the Vandenplaag. I've been driving Jack since 1991. Just fell in love with them, and I like the older models.
Although they're so
amazing.
Those are the classic ones, man.
Yes.
Yep. Love that model.
Yeah. Well, my oldest grandson is named Jaguar, so I named him after the car and the animal, so give him a shot as he grew into his manhood. But anyway, the question I have is, like, since growing up, your mom would not allow y'all to listen to R&B. You had to listen to gospel. What age was you able to listen to R&B, or did you sneak out while you was at school and listen to R&B? When did you learn how to, you know, have the freedom to go into the R&B thing?
It happened when I would kind of sneak out and hear, you know, different songs in the background, but I never knew, like, a whole song all the way through. I would only know, like, the melody of a song. So I never really knew a whole song all the way through. It wasn't until I worked for Verizon. It used to be called CMP Telephone Company. Then it was Bell Atlantic. Then it was Verizon. And what happened was one day the president of the CEO of Verizon, name at that time was Ray Smith, was coming to our office for a special event. We were having what was called a quality graduation. We were going to these quality classes, and our office was going to be the first office to graduate through college quality classes. And they got word that Ray Smith was going to visit our office. So my manager, who knew I sang and, you know, did stuff in church, she came to me and she said, "Hey, Johnny, can you sing at the quality graduation, because the CEO of the company is coming, and, you know, graduations are kind of boring, so, you know, anything you can do, you know, to kind of spruce it up." And so I said, "Oh boy, you know, wow, what do you do for graduation?" So I happen to know of three other guys that worked with me that were singers. And so I approached them. I said, "Hey, listen, would you guys like to form a little singing group, kind of like the Temptations, and do this particular, you know, I used a song called Wrap My Body Tight by Johnny Gill. I used the music from that, but I wrote these quality graduation lyrics to it." So lo and behold, nobody knew what I was doing. My boss gave me carte blanche. I got these guys, a group, together. They was letting me rehearse during work time. We went out and bought. She let me buy cummerbunds for us and bow ties. Nobody even saw it. It was like a secret show. So I use my own equipment. I rehearsed these guys, and we put steps to this song and everything. So
so when it was time for, you know, this special number to go on in graduation, the CEO was sitting right there on the front row and brought the guys out. We came walking up with cummerbunds on. We had shades on. I still got the original tape, five of us at that time. Uh-huh. We lined up. We did this song, and halfway through the song, everybody was on their feet, giving us a – they couldn't even hardly hear us. They were just screaming like we were the Beatles or something.
Wow.
Immediately after that graduation, the CEO, because my boss must have asked who was the leader of this group, and my boss walks up to me with Ray Smith, and he looks me in the eye and he says, "I've never seen anything like that in this company. That was phenomenal." He says, "I'm having my leadership conference in Philadelphia." At the time, it was called the Verizon Towers. He says, "I'm having my leadership conference at the Verizon Towers on the 51st floor. Would you guys come up there and perform for my leadership conference?" He says, "You got any more songs?" And at that time, I only had that one song. He said, "You got any more tunes?" And I said, yeah, I got some more, you know, I got some more stuff. And my boss was kind of looking at me like, "You do?" And of course I didn't. In my head, I did. So I go, my boss, you know, the day is over. She said, "Johnny, what are you going to do? He wants you to, you know, that's like a month away." I said, "Julie, I'm going to go write some music." So the guys that were with me, they were all oldies guys. They knew all of the stylists, the Blue Magic, Temptations, all the stuff I didn't know. So I said, "Listen, I want to write tunes. I want to write tunes to popular music." So it's like, "Oh, man, we got all the music." So then I would meet with them in the evening. The company was paying for this, too. And they would bring all of these tapes of all of these old groups, Philadelphia Sound, Motown Sound, just everybody. And I would take bags of tapes and CDs home, and I would listen. I would go, "Wow, I heard this one time." So I started writing all of these new quality kind of songs to all of this music. Lo and behold, I get up to Philadelphia. We do about, I think I got up to about 10 songs. They go crazy. The CEO brings us down to his office, opens up a glass case with a baseball in it that's got all these famous baseball players on it, asks us to sign his ball.
Oh my!
We sign his ball, and we said, "Why are you letting us sign it?" He says, "Everybody that signed this ball are famous." He says, "And you guys are going to be famous."
And that's right.
We sign the ball. He puts the ball back in this glass case on the lock and key, locks it up, and then he says, "I'm going to commission you guys to be the voice of Bell Atlantic." He says, "I got these quality graduations. This is going to last about 2 years to get to everybody." He says, "So every time I speak, anytime a vice president speaks, anytime anybody speaks, I want you guys to open up for them." So for the next 4 years in Verizon, I had a group called the Sounds of Quality. That's what I called them. And we go across the entire Verizon blueprint singing, and that's how I got introduced to all of this oldies music. I went from 10 songs. By the time that 4 years was up, I probably had 100 songs.
Yes,
and I have up to about 400 songs now. And it all becomes, and when we would ride a van to everywhere, so all while we're riding a van, these guys bring bags and bags and bags of CDs and tapes. And we would stick them in, they'd go, "John, you got to listen to this, you got to listen to this, you got to do this one, you got to do this one." And so I was like, I would take their songs and I would just go home and listen to them over and over again. That's how I got introduced to R&B. And that's why I like oldies. I really only do my specialty is oldies. You know, the Temptations, Blue Magic, Four Tops, Stylistics, Teddy Pendergrass. You know, I still do Louis and Stevie and all that, but I specialize in that. And that's how I got started with that.
I love old songs.
What a great story.
That was a phenomenal story. It was unbelievable.
All the doors that were open for him.
Yes, and then we actually did some commercials. I actually started doing some commercials. I hired my wife to sing on some of the commercials. Ray Smith sent her bouquets of roses at the house because he fell in love with Debbie. And then we ended up being in New York cutting a commercial with James Earl Jones, who was the spokesperson at that time, if you remember, for Verizon.
I do. I remember it was a CMP.
Yeah, she was
the Bell Atlantic. I remember all that.
We were in the same limo riding with James Earl Jones to record this commercial in New York. It just went crazy. It went from nothing to us being stars in Verizon.
I just like I said before, I just feel humbled that you're on this show because, you know, someone have to hear you live like I did to just know just how phenomenal that you are, you know, and hearing these stories tonight, I know I'm truly impressed. I know Mark is as well. I mean, what a life, and you're just so young, and you got so much life yet to give. So, you know, some I'm so grateful that I was able to touch you up close before security would throw me in the back. Get away from him, get away from him, because it's coming.
Terry, you funny.
It's coming, baby.
Terry, you will always be able to touch me up close. Always.
Bless
That's
all.
A promise.
Thank you.
That's a promise. And your co-host. I haven't even met him. I haven't even met your co-host. I haven't even met your co-host in person, but he's already one of my favorite people in the world.
He's a great guy.
Thank
he really
you.
Is a great
I can
guy.
Already I can already tell that you guys have a ball together.
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
we so
I can
we
tell.
Do.
I can
do you
tell.
Play out, Johnny, do you play out in any and have you done any California West Coast? I'm sure you have, but where?
Did something in San Francisco. I did a conference out there, but that's the only place so far that I've been in California.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. I would love to do more out there, and hopefully, you know, this year we'll get to do some more West Coast stuff.
Oh, I'd love to.
I believe it. I believe you're just at the tip of the iceberg. I just think things are going to explode, and you know, I just pray that, you know, while you're doing what you do, you're able to find at least a few hours of quality sleep because you do so much, and you and your wife,
I know.
Y'all just, you know. Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Thank you so much.
That's what I want to know. Where did you find the time?
You know what? I've always, all my life, I've always been able to operate on 4 or 5 hours sleep. And I've always been a night owl.
Though.
I'm up till almost every night until 2, sometimes 3 in the morning. And I do music most of the time. That's where I find my solace. Oftentimes, and my wife has gotten used to it, so she'll know around about 10 o'clock if I start to head towards the basement, she'll say, okay, I know. Then she knows that I'm going to be there from about 10 to 3 or 4 in the morning.
That's so hard.
I bet that's a man cave.
Huh?
I bet that basement's a real man cave as far as
it's
music.
It's a real man cave.
Okay.
It's a real music man's cave.
That's what I'm saying. You got a studio, not a man's cave. You got a studio down there.
Right. So she knows when she hits that basement door, that means I'm probably not going to see him the rest of this day. He's a sweetheart.
You know, it's something that I miss when you said basement, because in Baltimore, it's normal to have a basement. Down here in Alabama, there ain't no basement.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, it's everything's either on a slab or raised up or whatever. But
I got you.
I'm just so blessed to have you here. But, you know, what I need you to do now, Johnny, I need you to repeat again the information and the phone number so people can get a hold of you. And after you do all of that, I want you to give out your personal shout-outs because we're going to take it home a few minutes early so you can get home safely. All right, darling.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Once again, it's Johnny Steele, JohnnieSteele. My phone number is 202-744-7733. You can reach me via email at jsteele@yahoo.com, or you can visit my website at www.steele.com. And from my website, you can also email me from any one of those pages. And I'm excited and elated to be on your show, Terry. This has been one of the most fun evenings I've had, meeting you and your co-host again. And I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife and my son and daughter. My daughter Shekinah, my son Johnny Steele the third. He just had a son who's now just turned 1 year old. He is Johnny Steele the fourth. So I shout out to the fourth generation of Johnny Steeles. I'm a junior, and shout out to my mom who just turned 80 this last year. We celebrated together.
That's
we surprised my mom.
We surprised my mom and gave her a big 80 birthday bash at my sister's church. All of us were there. We sang, and she shouted. You know, she got her shout
on. Amen.
She's a phenomenal woman.
Yes.
And I want to give a shout out to all my band members, Mr. Toya Blake and the wonderful Mr. Eugene Chapin and the other sax player that sits in with me often, who actually introduced me to Eugene. His name is Mr. Russell Lyles, one of the greatest saxophone players on the planet. So, and all my siblings want to say God bless you and love you all. And I know 2016 is going to be a blessed year for all of us because we made it.
That's
yes,
right.
It is.
We made it.
Because we made it.
Yeah,
because
some people got close. And I lost my cousin just a week, you know, before the new year. So some people got close. They didn't make it. Yeah.
Praise God.
But,
so
you know,
we made it.
Yeah, we made it. You know, and the thing that I just want to take away from this night, and I want my listeners to understand, and I'm not trying to have church, but I just want to implore you, if you don't know Christ, you need to get to know him, because all you got to do is look at what's going on in the world. You know, Christ is coming soon. I know they probably said that back in biblical day he was coming. He didn't show up. But, okay, you know, everything that's been predicted in the book of Revelation is coming to pass. And it's getting pretty bad, you know, when you got people killing their own siblings and their own parents and grandparents.
Yeah, it's getting bad.
And you know, it did it for me when they killed them kids at the elementary school. I mean, because there's nowhere safe that you can go now,
right.
You know.
Exactly.
And they killed
the
people in
here.
Church. So, you know, if you don't do nothing else in 2016, get down on your knees. If you can't get down on your knees, bend over the bed. You know, humble yourself. Present yourself with a contrite heart and talk to God and tell him fix it, you know. You know,
right.
Just fix it, you know. Get right because he's coming,
yeah, right.
You know. And this is not a joke. You know, this is the real deal. You know, people always try to act like, you know, they know of Christ because they mention his name. But, you know, when time comes and he judges the quick and the dead, he's going to say, I don't know you. Just get out of my face. Go chew in your teeth. I don't care what you do. Just back away from me. You know, and that's his real talk, you know. But the
right.
Craziest thing is that Satan has convinced everybody that he ain't real, you know. And,
right.
And he is doing more damage. People don't believe it. But if you believe there's a good, you got to believe there's a bad. And Satan, let me just give you all this little hint for yourself, for your own salvation. If you don't know how to discern whether or not someone is about God or is about the Antichrist, this is as it is in the Bible, it says, all you got to do is ask that person, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If they say they don't believe that, you better run, I mean run in the opposite direction. You know, don't mess around because that's real talk. If they don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then you hanging out the wrong person. And also, too, a lot of times people be hearing, like they say, a voice in their ear, and they be saying things, be telling them to do this and do that. One thing I will let y'all know, Satan will tell you and scream at you to do certain things when it's wrong, but the Holy Spirit will be that soft, quiet voice that you really don't
true.
Even notice. That's the voice that you
that's
need to
my...
listen to. Because,
true
you know, as far as this cap, you know, Johnny don't even notice. When I was on that cruise, I was sick. My foot was messed up. And for some reason, I was sitting on that balcony in my room, you know, and something told me, just jump in the water, just kill yourself. You know, and I'm not a person who believe in depression or believe in being weak-minded. But for some reason, I heard someone say, no, just go back inside. You ain't gonna go to heaven.
Right.
But the more I looked over that rail, you know, I thought about it, you know, and I'm grateful that I'm still here because I was getting ready to check out, you know. You know, and I ain't never been somebody thinking about suicide. And I'm just telling people, you know, Satan is real. God is coming soon. If I can do anything to help you in 2016, get to know Christ. Have a relationship with him because he's coming, you know. And I can't get you into heaven. Salvation is an individual thing. So you're going to have to pray your way through. And keep it real, man. You know, you go somewhere. Go into your closet. Get to yourself. You ain't got to have nobody looking at you. Just, you know, say, look, you don't even have to know how to pray. One thing I do know is if you have some groan and moan, God knows what you want to say. And that's just real talk. You know, so that's my advice for everybody who is listening under the sound of my voice in 2016. Get to have a relationship with Christ. Time is running out.
Amen.
Time is running out.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
You know, You know, when I get to talking about Christ, man, I get stirred up, man. I be ready, you know, jump up and down because my dad was a Pentecostal minister and Grandpa was a Baptist minister, so I know how to shout. We said, "Mommy was shouting, I can do that thing," you know.
I thought that's right. You about to go in?
Yeah, I was going to say, "Yeah, Uncle Bay, run!" But
you know.
I'm going to do a shout out, baby.
So good.
Well, Mark, you want to give a shout-out, darling?
Yeah, I just echo what you just said about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I'm so happy that you didn't listen to the evil one and do that. I mean, I'm glad you shared that with Johnny, because I was going to tell him, I was going to ask you to share it with him, because that was the same cruise that you guys were on. And he has brought me through so many turmoils and you know, near deaths.
And now
I have, you know, such a walk with him, you know, that, you know, we're just like friends. I talk to him just like I'm talking to you and me. And he listens.
Yep.
I know he listens. And Miss Terry knows that I was going to make some a mistake with a relationship that wasn't good for me. And
right.
He steered away from that. And Terry helped me. And thank you, Terry, for counseling me on that. Because it didn't happen. I didn't walk into the fire again like I normally do. I'm learning how to sidestep the pit, the fire.
Right.
And stay away from it. Yeah. And I also want to give a shout out to Johnny, who is so humble and so talented and such a man of God. And also to his lovely wife, who I haven't met, but she makes beautiful Christmas wreaths, Terry. You ought to see it. Check it out.
Yes.
She's awesome.
Facebook. I love going through your Facebook pages. Beautiful
Thank
Christmas
awesome.
Wreaths. So tell her that I love this.
I sure will.
Okay. And thank you so much for coming on.
Pleasure is mine.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, once you get those copyrighted, those two songs you and Debbie working on, you're welcome to come back and let me know. I can rearrange my schedule because this is my show with the capital MY. Okay, I can
That's
do what I want to do.
You will be the first to debut it.
Yes, that'll be wonderful. That'll be wonderful. So I just want to say again to my listeners that tuned in tonight, thank you so very much. You know, my global listeners especially, because I know y'all had to stay up. It was early for y'all, you know, to listen to the broadcast. And, you know, I just thank everybody for hanging in with a sister, you know. And if y'all want to be on my show, you know what to do. Call 443-956-8753. Call me on my cell or go to my website, www.terrylyle.com, TerryLyle, or hit me up on Facebook under Authorist Terry E. Lyle or Sweetfire01 on Twitter. And that's my email address, sweetfire01@yahoo.com, if you want to get a hold of me. So I'm going to end this show. I want everybody to be safe. And the song I'm going to play is a song by Pastor Shirley Caesar. I really love this song. It's called I Remember Mama. And when I do check out, Mark, tell my daughter that's the song I want her to play.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right, baby. Take care, Johnny.
Nice,
love having you on the show, baby.
Thank you. God
nice,
bless
Johnny.
You all. Okay, thank
God
you.
God bless you, darling.
I remember Mama and the love that she gave. Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear Mama say, "The people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down." I remember Mama in a happy way. Lord,
2016, and that was I Remember Mama by Shirley Caesar. I love you, Mark. You did a great job. Thank you for being my co-host. I couldn't do it without you.
Thank you, honey.
Good night.
Night.